What it is. It is the Roarcast back at you again for a new academic year here at Lindenwood University. This is Justin Barton, Director of First Year Programs, along with Lauren Porter, who's been gone all summer long, but is finally back.
I know. I've been in New York.
New York, doing what, Lauren?
I was doing an internship at Glimmerglass Opera Festival.
Sounds wonderful.
Oh, really? I know you missed me.
I did. Yeah, it was Abby and I hanging out, which Abby's no longer with us, but you know
she's
what?
She's not dead.
No, she's not dead. She just left.
You made it sound like she's dead.
I'm sorry. That's not what I meant. Abby and I had a great time. Abby's off working for the United Way now, doing good things for the community. Yeah, that's where we're at. So.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. So lots of good stuff happening here at Lindenwood University, but we're in week 5 already. Can you believe it?
I can't. I mean, here's the thing. It's my senior year, and I am a little stressed about what my future holds.
You and me both. What do you think your future holds?
I don't know. I could go into touring. I could go work at a theater in St. Louis. I could go work at a theater in other states, in other cities. I could go home and live at home for the rest of my life. There's a lot of options open.
Well, you know, the good thing is all the big cities have theaters.
Towns that have high school theater.
Right. Which, is that an option?
No, I hate kids.
No.
I genuinely hate kids.
Okay, well, forget about that. Well, hey, you can mark that off. That's not a choice you have to worry about.
Oh my gosh. You know, and another option that my mother keeps bringing up is, Lauren, you'd be so good in the corporate world. I don't want to work in the corporate world.
Nah, you don't want to do that.
Exactly. Yeah. But she keeps saying, Lauren, you do really well in the corporate world.
Too high stress for you, Lauren.
Too high stress? Oh, yeah. Like nonprofits, just this stress-free lifestyle?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're in the theater, so you can act like it's not stressful, right?
Oh, you mean how I act every day? Everything's fine. We just smile through the pain.
Right? Hey, you fake it till you make it. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good advice or not.
I think it is. I mean, what is it? Like, when you think things, like manifestation, okay? That's the word, manifestation.
I do believe in that. Like, throw out there in the universe, and then hopefully you'll get something back and better in return.
I know.
So, yeah, let's talk about good advice, and let's talk about what's happening right now. Week 5, you know, students are in a weird position right now because they've started to acclimate and they've also started to miss home at the same time.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So we're going to talk a little bit about homesickness today. And hopefully we can provide some insight and some advice and some experience from our own lives of how that works. Because even though I've been out of college for quite some time now, I distinctly remember feeling homesick. And I was different because I was a transfer student. So I went to community college for 2 years and then transferred to a 4-year university. But what about your perspective? I mean, you're far from home.
Yeah, about 6.5 hours.
So, and when I was in college, it was only like 2 hours. So give us your perspective. How have you dealt with homesickness? And I mean, you're going on what year is this for you? Junior year?
Senior year?
Senior. Already your senior year? Get the freak out of here. That's true. Well, how have you dealt? I mean, you still feel homesick as a senior?
Oh, yeah. I'm going home for fall break, and I am incredibly excited. Being in an internship where you are far, far away from home can be really sad. And I dealt with homesickness very recently because I was 22 hours away from my home in the middle of nowhere in Cooperstown, New York. And it was a beautiful place, don't get me wrong. But it wasn't like Nebraska. Nothing's like Nebraska.
Nothing's like Nebraska.
And so
them corn huskers.
Yes, corn huskers. Mm-hmm. Also, just to point out, Nebraska, UNL, has recorded record as the most attended female sporting event.
I saw that. Yeah, they broke a record. That was amazing.
So don't knock it till you try it.
Hey, I'm a big fan of supporting women's sports and you know, just in general. So
I'm at Nebraska, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, support Nebraska too, I guess, but.
Oh my goodness. But anyways, so I felt really homesick when I went to Cooperstown. Now this is my second internship away from home, but it was in the middle of nowhere, which was very different from home because in Lincoln, my Target is 3 minutes away. In Cooperstown, it was about 45 minutes away. And so I really struggled with getting acclimated to the environment. And the same thing happened when I moved to Lindenwood. I had a really hard time being acclimated to the environment here, especially because it was COVID year. Mm. So I wasn't able to make friends very easily because everyone was being really cautious and I was stuck in my room a lot. But the way I helped get over my homesickness was I found a group of friends who invited me to organizations and made me feel welcome. And I also planned visits at home, being like, okay, I will come home after 8 weeks during fall break. That's going to be my time home. And that really helped me get over my homesickness.
Do you feel that your homesickness has changed since your freshman year?
Oh, yeah.
In what way?
So my freshman year, I wanted to go home. Like the entire first semester, I would call my mom and be like, hear me out. What if I drop out of college? Like I understand that college degree is important, but hear me out. Let me drop out. And my mom said that if I dropped out, I couldn't stay with her. Luckily, I have my mom's best friend, Karen, who said I could live with her if need be. So don't worry, I would not become homeless. But anyways, so that homesickness was very extreme because I was like, I can't be here. I don't have any friends. I mean, it was COVID year. Like that's just weird. the reality of what my first year was experience. Now that I'm a senior, I still experience homesickness. Don't get me wrong. I'm still like, I miss my mom. I miss my dog. Like I really miss my dog. Berlin, shout out to Berlin, even though she doesn't listen to this podcast.
How dare her?
I know, right? But I seriously miss my dog. But the thing is I've built a life here. You know, I have friends. I have a great job. I have a great support system here. And so by creating that, I feel more supported here. And even though I do miss home, I've made a life here.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, you know, it is different. I mean, you started COVID year, which is just an awful year to start college.
And yes, it is.
I know a lot of our seniors went through that same experience and being on campus, but being virtual at the same time. I mean, how crazy of an experience is that in itself, right?
It was.
So kudos to you that worked it out and made it through that weird COVID year of starting college, your very first year. Virtually, completely weird. But, you know, I think what's important is that you said you talked to mom, and you talk to mom often. And I think some students might feel as if they're feeling homesick, they probably shouldn't call home and they shouldn't talk to people back home. Mm-mm. Because it'll make them feel more homesick. But in my experience, I think it's the complete opposite.
Yeah.
If you're feeling homesick, if you're missing friends, call them.
Yeah.
Reach out to them. Have conversations about the good old days. Talk about what's happening in people's lives. I will tell you this, though. I think a rule of thumb is what I call the 24-hour rule. And I normally tell this when I'm talking to families and supporters of our incoming students, but it goes both ways. And it goes like this. If you've run into an issue or a situation as a student, and you are having difficulty just dealing with it, give yourself 24 hours. Give yourself 24 hours before you call mom and dad or call, you know, significant others or call anybody else. Give yourself 24 hours to try to work through those emotions and try to figure that out yourself. Then if you're still struggling with trying to make the right decision, call them within that 24 hours, after that 24 hours is expired. Giving yourself that 24 hours allows you to center yourself a little bit more, to really learn how to advocate for yourself a little bit more. And then you can work through it. Same principle with feeling extremely homesick, right? Dive into work. Get involved in student clubs and organizations. Go to class even when you're feeling down, because all of this will help to keep your mind busy and help you to figure out how to work through those feelings and then call home, right? What do you think about that?
That's crazy, because if I did that, my mother would receive far less calls from me. My roommates, my junior year, had decided that they wanted the house to be at 68 because they had...
Sounds perfect.
No, you were wrong. And it was freezing for me, and I called my mom crying.
You're from Nebraska. How's that cold?
Here's the thing. I like my house at 72, but I will go outside in shorts and a tank top in the middle of a blizzard, okay? It just doesn't make sense, and that's just how it is. I have done that, by the way. I've gone to go take the trash out in shorts and a t-shirt.
You know.
Barefoot.
You only live once, so, you know.
And I was barefoot. I was just walking on snow.
Got to feel that cold air.
You know, it's actually really nice when I on a regular basis, when it snows, I'll go on a walk. That's really fun.
Barefoot?
No, not barefoot.
Uh-huh. Okay. Wow. Anyway, back to.
Yeah. That took a weird turn. Path. Back to this path. Yeah. No, I think that's really good advice. Yeah, I think giving yourself 24 hours to process what had happened will give you an opportunity to come up with solutions. Because, right, you as a student have to eventually become an adult. And when you become an adult, you can't always call home and be like, a coworker was mean to me or something like that.
Right, totally.
And so learning this early on about how to take a breather and address the issues and come up with solutions is really important.
Yeah, I think, you know, and it's okay to call home every night and to check on people. I'm talking about whenever we're facing those dilemmas or those issues of life, right? And
like dropping out.
Like dropping out, or like you've gotten to an argument with a coworker, or maybe you've had an issue with a roommate or something along those lines. Give yourself 24 hours to process that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm, you know, 40 years old, and I call my parents every single day just to talk to them, and because I definitely don't live at home, you know.
What?
Yeah.
That's and crazy.
My family's about 50 minutes away. I still call and check on how the family's doing and how mom and dad's doing and those types of things. And I've done that my entire life. And I think that's fine. So what we're saying is that if you're feeling homesickness, if you're feeling like you're missing things back home, individuals back home, reach out. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay to visit home.
Yeah.
As long as you don't stay there, come back. You know, the worst thing that we can do, especially if we live close to campus and we're feeling homesick, is to not stay on campus, especially if we live here. I've known a lot of students that are just half an hour to an hour away and start feeling homesick. So they stop staying on campus and they start staying more and more at home. And that's not good for getting over that homesickness whatsoever. You're really just kind of pacifying that feeling. And it's gonna become something bigger. So
yeah, one way to stay connected with your friends and family is there's a thing called a national calendar. Now this national calendar celebrates the most ridiculous things ever, like National Dog Day. Nice. Or yesterday was National Cheeseburger Day.
Love it.
So my mom texted me and said, "It's National Cheeseburger Day. Go get you a cheeseburger on me. Have a great day." Okay. And we sent each other photos of our burger. I was in the middle of tech, so my roommate, Jess, very thankfully, went to go get me a cheeseburger because I couldn't get it. And I sent her a photo of me and a cheeseburger just hanging out. It was a really good burger. It's from Culver's.
That's awesome.
I know.
So I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this national calendar right now.
Uh-huh. What's today?
It's got, so they have multiple things on the day. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, multiple days.
So
yeah.
It's like National Voter Registration Day.
Okay.
Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Arr.
National Butterscotch Pudding Day.
That's very specific.
National IT Professionals Day.
All right. We should shout out to our vice president of IT who owns the Tesla.
Yeah. So those are the big things happening on September the 19th. Pirate Lingo and Butterscotch Bliss.
Butterscotch Bliss.
That's what it says on here. I don't know. But that's awesome. So that's great advice. You know, doing some fun stuff, having those fun texts back and forth. I mean, the really cool thing is you've got cool technology at your fingertips now.
Yeah.
You can video chat. You can, you know, Snapchat. You can do all this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Snapchat your mother. It's a great idea.
It's stuff that didn't exist for some of us when we started college.
Okay, boomer.
I'm telling you, right? But here's the deal. Like, you hear us talk about getting involved, but we do that because we know how impactful involvement can be in regards to your connection to campus. Mm-hmm. So it automatically and organically helps to build just a network of support around you the more that you're involved, right? Absolutely. And whether that you're involved in a student club or organization, maybe you're involved in a lot in your major, maybe you're an athlete on campus.
A theater person.
Maybe you want to not necessarily get involved on campus, but maybe you want to get involved in the community. Maybe you want to be a volunteer in one of the wonderful areas across the community. Mm-hmm. You can totally do that. It's about getting involved. It's about becoming a part of the community in which you're living in. And like Lauren said at the beginning of our conversation, she built a life here, right? Oh, and I think that's what's really important because if you really want to be here, you'll work to build that life here. And it makes it a whole lot easier. Now, are you still going to get homesickness?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And is that okay? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Your family would probably worry if you didn't get a little homesick.
I know, right? They'd be like, don't you love us? And right? I'm like, yeah, I do.
And the thing is, make plans, meet new people, try new things, right? That's the great thing about college is that you get the opportunity to reinvent yourself and you get the opportunity to do wonderful and crazy things. And I'll tell you, like I said, my experience was a little bit different because I wasn't a traditional freshman. When I graduated high school, I went to community college with my family for 2 years and then transferred after 2 years of community college. And I distinctly remember them dropping me off on move-in day, and I just felt sad because I was like, wow, this is the absolute first time that I'm not going to see my family tonight, or I'm not going to be able to be with them like I normally am. And that was really hard. But like we've already talked about, I mean, I was involved. I was there on a scholarship as a cheerleader. I got involved in a co-ed service fraternity organization, and it was just it was a lot of fun. So, and I just started building my community, and then I couldn't wait to get back to school. Lived in the dorms for a year, and then moved into an apartment and loved it, and was there for, you know, until I graduated. So
I love my house.
Yeah, because is this the first time being in a house?
Second time.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you feel is the best thing about living in a house?
The freedom to cook your own food.
Yeah. There you go.
I love cooking my own food because I miss a home cooked meal. And I'm not to brag, but I made really good steak a couple nights ago because my mom bought a half a cow. So I stole some meat from her and brought it back with me. And I'm now trying to get rid of all my meat so that when I come home, I can bring back more meat.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I have like two more steaks and trying to think what else. Some ground beef.
Sounds very moving.
I swear. You and your dad listen, jokes.
Don't have a cow.
Don't have
calm
a
down.
Cow?
Calm down.
Calm down. Excuse you. You calm down.
You don't like these grassroots jokes?
How do you come up with these? Like, genuinely.
Just right off.
Just when you became a dad, did they just come off?
No, this has been my personality my entire life. I've been doing dad jokes since the day I was born.
No, I think as soon as you had your first child, you were like, all right, bringing out the cargo shorts and the t-shirts, and I am ready to be a dad.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with cargo shorts. They're very practical. You have multiple pockets for multiple things. They're really, you know, they service multi-purposes, multiple purposes.
I know, but you could fit a whole hammer in the cargo pants.
And don't think I haven't. Okay.
Really? You just put hammers and screws?
You never know when you need a hammer.
You know what? You're very valid on that. When I move in, I had to build some furniture.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a hammer. So I used my multi-tool as a hammer.
Yep.
My other friend used her phone as a hammer.
Oh, that's not smart. But
no, awesome. She hates technology. So she's like, well, I don't care about this phone.
Did it work?
It did. But it also smashed her phone.
Oh, lovely.
So I don't even know her phone number because she's never got a phone.
Ever since that day?
I think she got a phone eventually, but like.
So she can't call home if she's homesick?
Well, she's 25.
You can still get homesick at 25.
Oh, yeah. I guess you get homesick.
Well, you know, I mean, not really, but I'm twice the age of 25. So, wow. You know, but.
Gotcha. You're 50.
Not yet. Not yet. 45. There you go. Y'all heard it right there.
Y'all heard it. You said heard it.
You heard it. Heard it like cows.
I swear you.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, we're moving on.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. But, the homesickness situation, listen, week five, if you're feeling it, you're right on target. It's okay. Week seven, you're feeling it. You're okay. Senior year, you're okay. Right. Like we said, you know, to not sound repetitive, it's okay.
Call your feelings home. Are valid.
Your feelings are valid. Call home, reach out. And listen, if you're really going through a lot of feelings, if you're going through and you're not sure if you're feeling depression or if you're suffering from depression or maybe you're starting to feel a lot more of anxiety than you normally have, we have resources on campus to help you. You can go talk to a counselor on campus in the SCRC, the Student Counseling and Resource Center, on the top floor of Evans. You can set up an appointment with them.
You also have UWell.
UWell, yep.
Yep, which is the new online therapy website that Lindenwood has now adapted to. So if anyone doesn't feel comfortable going to an in-person counselor, they have online options as well.
And UWell is, I believe, available like 24/7.
Yeah.
So
if 3 o'clock in the morning and you're real sad, call them up.
You can talk to somebody out there who can help get you connected to the right resources. And it's okay too. Maybe up to this point, you've never felt this way before. Maybe you are feeling, you know, down, and that's okay. We are all, when we're coming into something new like college, are trying to figure out our identity. And when you're trying to really figure out who you are, you're going to go through a lot of different feelings, and that's okay. You may need some help figuring out exactly what you're feeling and why you're feeling it and how you work through those feelings. You can also, you know, outside of normal business hours, if you aren't able to get a hold of somebody, in the SCRC, or maybe you don't want to call UWell, you can call our public safety office and you can talk to them and they'll get you connected with a counselor and they'll get you connected with somebody who is available, to come meet with you and come talk with you. But there are resources here. And the biggest part of this is the fact that I'm having difficulty speaking today. But the biggest part of this is the fact that regardless of what feelings you're going through, whether it be homesickness, whether it be anxiety, whether it be just feeling frustrated, maybe you're struggling in classes, there are people here that care about you.
Mm-hmm.
There are resources here to help you.
Mm-hmm.
You belong here. Mm-hmm. We want you to be here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be on you to advocate for yourself. You're going to have to reach out for those resources. You're going to have to reach out for help. You're going to have to reach out for assistance. And I talk about this all the time, but the greatest resource here is you. And the greatest resource is the community around you. It's all on you to utilize that resource appropriately and to raise your hand when you need help. And somebody will reach back down and pull you up. But you got to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just know your feelings are valid. Nothing that you're feeling is whacked out or out of the ordinary, right? So, Yeah. So like I said at the very beginning, this is our first episode of the academic year. Our goal is to bring you more of the Roarcast podcast as the semester continues. And we're going to have a multitude of different topics that we're going to speak on.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about, we're going to do debates, which is my super excited new thing. We're going to talk about, is a hot dog a sandwich? We're both going to take a side.
Soup, sandwich, or salad? Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is a good one.
We can do that.
Or we're also going to talk about famous people like Obama and Gandhi and Oprah and Reese Witherspoon. I'm just
throwing Reese in there.
Yeah, I'm going to throw Reese in there.
Sweet.
And then we're also going to talk about just the reality of being a college student. So be prepared for the craziness that is the Roarcast podcast.
Yeah, the potpourri podcast.
The potpourri podcast.
Coming at you. Yeah, we'll probably also bring on some guest speakers and introduce you to some things that are happening across campus and introduce you to some really cool people that are doing some really cool stuff. So if you're just interested in hearing about life at Lindenwood and life in general as a college student, and you want to spend about 30 minutes with us, continue to check out the podcast, the Roarcast podcast. And we've got multiple episodes. This is episode 35. So we've recorded quite a few of these episodes already. So check it out.
My goal is by the time I graduate to have done 50 episodes.
I think that's doable.
You do?
Possibly. Yeah. Yeah. Might have to up our frequency a little bit, but you know, that's okay.
That's okay.
We'll figure it out. But yeah, if you need anything, if you're one of those individuals that is feeling something right now, you're not sure who to turn to, listen, send me an email, FYP, that's Frank Yankee Paul, at lindenwood.edu. FYP also stands for first year programs. But send me an email, first year programs, FYP at lindenwood.edu. And let me know how you're feeling. We'll get you connected. We'll make sure that you have somebody there to help assure that you have somebody to listen to you and to make sure that you are feeling the right way while you're here. So you're not alone, friends. We care about you and we want you to be happy and healthy. So with that being said, check us out. We'll be coming at you again here in probably another week or so. And if you have anything that you want to do on campus, go do it. If you want to create something, go create it. You have the ability to do that. Talk to my wonderful friends over in student involvement. Maybe you've got a passion for something and you want to start a club on it. Go for it.
Like a fishing club.
Like a fishing club. Or like a I Love Hot Dog Lovers club. You can do that. But friends, everything is up to you. You're going to make this experience what you want it. And you just got to reach out for help if you need it. So with that being said, this was the Roarcast podcast.
Woohoo. First episode.
All right. First girl of the year. Ready? First roar of the year. Give it to me. Roar.
Roar.
All right. Hey, it was great being with you. And we will see you next time on the Roarcast podcast.